What might you wear over your clothes when you're working in the kitchen?
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you use?
A pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use?
I don't know, safety pins, I suppose.
And what do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
What do you what?
What do you wear when you go out in the wintertime?
An overcoat. Maybe rubbers or overshoes.
Okay. When you get dressed up, sometimes between your coat and your shirt, you wear
a vest.
And the rest of the suit consists of what parts?
Trousers, and you mentioned the coat, vest, trousers.
Okay. If you go outside and the weather's bad, and you've forgotten your coat, and someone brings it to you, they'd say, "Here, you've forgotten your coat.
You mean, what do I say? I don't get what you mean.
No, what would the person say who brought it to you? They'd come running out saying.
That's hard to say. I don't know why they'd say any one thing. They'd say you forgot your coat, or is this a raincoat, or an overcoat, or I don't know what they'd say other than that you forgot your coat.
If your coat doesn't fit this year, but last year it did.
Last year it did?
If your old clothes wear out, you have to buy
new ones.
If your old suit wears out, you would buy a new.
No suit?
If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, they do what?
If you what, stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say? I don't know. I wouldn't put things in your pocket.
they'd make your pockets look bulgy or bulky?
Yeah, they could.
And sometimes when you wash new clothes in hot water, they get smaller. What do you call it?
Shrink.
What do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that you put your money in?
A wallet? Or purse? Purse, probably, with a clasp on it.
What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Bracelets.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Well, belts or suspenders.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
When you make up a bed, what is the last thing you put on? The
spread, bedspread.
And at the head of the bed you put a
pillow.
What would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover?
A quilt.
If it's lined or if it's quite heavy, would you call it the same?
Comforter. Well, you said, made out of scraps, that would be quilted or quilt, but a comforter put over a bed or a...
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor?
Makeshift sleeping place on the floor? I don't know. Kids nowadays use bedrolls on the floor. Makeshift sleeping place on the floor.
Was there any place that kids used to like to sleep? Was there a place that kids used to like to sleep? They make up beds on the floor.
I don't get the floor part of it. I might make up a bed on a sofa or a couch, but I don't get the floor. I don't know what that means.
Oh,